Yes, yes. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network, broadcasting around the globe wherever you are. Guess what? Here we are. Hey, check us out. This is the Soul Savage Show. I know you've been waiting for it. And welcome our hosts, EB and Q-Lin Green. Hey, what's up, folks? What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Man, oh man.
We can start doing the shout outs on the show.
Say what now? Talk to me now.
I said we gotta start doing shout outs on this show.
Yeah, we have to do some shout outs on this show. That's right, because we've got so many wonderful, wonderful hosts like you and EB.
Yeah.
Man, we've got Adrian Braxton, Ann Wooten Taylor, Catrice Kobe Lover Mitchell, Lavette Follow, Taisha Green, Robert Johnson. We've got Mr. Melody with his mellow moves. We've got Mighty OT. We do a smooth jazz and R&B show. Man, we've got Ketch Carter and WB. You know, we do a Q-Lin EB. I told you the golden Sunday Night Gold. Shh, boy, it's off the charts. Off the charts. People like that. You know, they're not hearing that music. You know, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. You know, going Diana Ross and the Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, the Marvin EV. You know what I'm talking about. All right? Man, but anyway, let me just, I'm going to jump off in a second, but I've got to share some great news. And look here. Thank you so much, EB and Q-Lin, for what you do because of you guys and our other fabulous hosts. Oh, I left out Alicia Darby. Can't forget about you. Oh my God, so many, Raymond Booker, so many others, right? So good. Hey guys, I'll make it up to you. All right. But anyway, we just went into partnership. Studio W just went into partnership with Dynasty Television and the Urban Broadcast Association of America. Man. And guess what? Their platform or their viewers and followership is like 14 million. So congratulations to us. Thank you guys so much. You know, and then coming up, Q-Lynn and I just talked about it. I'm not sure what she shared it with you or not, OB, EB. I'm sorry, EB. Because you know how Q-Lynn is, you know, she kind of makes decisions on her own anyway. But anyway, we just schedule a live interview. I love you, Q-Lynn. I'm just teasing. We scheduled a live interview, with this other brand new, well, it's not brand new. It's a TV show. It's a reality show. Okay. And they're going to air, this new season coming up in September the 16th of this year. And it is a modeling show. And it's sort of like Top Models, but they are diversified. I mean, they said, hey, look, we're not just looking for skinny white girls. We want, we looking for all cultures. We're talking about what shapes and sizes or whatever it is. And last year, in just 9 weeks, they had over 14.2 million viewers. So they have a scheduled, broadcast with you and Q-Lynn on August the 10th, EB. So, if you do the math here, we talk about 28 million people that may be exposed to us over the next several months and so. So, if I sound like I'm excited, because I am. So anyway, what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, big thing is happening on the show. Roll with everybody. He's giving us shout outs. I was going to give a real shout out. I was going to say, I know it's the first. I was going to say shout out to the people that had to wash up in somebody's sink to make rent money today. So giving that shout out. And then also to giving shout out to people that their mama had to give up that thing this morning to make rent as well.
Oh,
I was going to give shout
my
out
God.
To as well. Yeah, people live like that. I just give them
shout-outs.
They give up that thing for rent money.
What are you talking about, Q-Lynn? What's going on?
I'm just saying.
Let us help you.
I was giving a shout-out. There's people that live like this. I just want to let them know they matter on this show. People that live like this, they matter.
I'm turning off my mic.
Also, he's making a special announcement, since we're in the Savvy update. I just want to say that come next Friday, we're doing an all-print show. So the whole 2 hours is going to be print. And so, yeah, everything's going to be print-related. We ain't talking about no Savvy, raggedy news, none of that.
No, Lord.
All-print. All-print everything. I know Will was disappointed in that. And then this is also... this print show is absolutely fine kind of conversation. And so it's invite only. And like I said, the print, some people I ain't tested out yet to see if they worthy of being fine China table. You know, like EB, I don't know how far he stretched to it. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, co-host, I was like, you know what, you can be invited. You know, then Whitney, you know, she's cool with print. So I'm like, you know, we got a vacation and stuff. But then also, we got a print head that's coming on.
POT
is her Twitter handle. I forgot her other. I think it's the same on Instagram. But she's a print extraordinaire head. And so she's definitely getting an invite. And so this is invite own to anybody that's ever made discouraging and just blasphemous, just fouling. You know, royalty, you know, on this show. You get a peasant, paper plate, you're not invited to this conversation. anybody's ever made these comments, they're not, invited to the show.
I need to talk to Dansby.
You can save your questions for after.
I need to talk to Dansby.
For the show.
You know, I asked Dansby too.
I don't want to say no names, but whoever got questions while we talking, you can save them for after. You're not invited to the Fine China. Experience of print. Not,
okay.
Not invited to the conversation at all.
Okay. Happy. So when are you going, now this is equal opportunity, so when are you going to do a special on Michael Jackson? Or Rick James.
I'll do one on his birthday. His birthday's in August on 25th. I'll do one then.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. That's fair. That's fair. And what about Rick James?
Michael Jackson one.
What about Rick James?
We can go through the '70s. We go through a whole list of it on there.
You know, because, you know, I think both of them are better than Prince. You know that. Rick James and Michael, either
one. Yeah, see, this is another reason why you get the paper plate into the peasants aren't invited to
that good old,
fine kind of conversation next week. So, yeah. you're not invited at all. I just want to let you know that.
Okay. I just thought I had an opinion, you know.
Yeah, you gotta be fine. This is Prince Head Talk. You already defiled his name, so you're not invited to the conversation. If you witness, you know, all these disparaging things, you know, in the past, your past track history, maybe you could get a nice fine china.
I don't get in fine china. I don't get fine china.
You don't get no fine china in this Prince conversation. Not at all.
And you probably give me probably give me a plastic fork and a plastic spoon too, huh?
Yes, you're getting all the plastic utensils. You're getting the ones that I was talking about last week, the ones that, that burn through the, plate, the ones that people get, the cheap ones, you get that one specifically, so.
That's just mean. That's just mean.
Entree is gonna be on the floor by the time you get to the table, cause it's gonna fall.
Oh Lord, see, EB, help me out, bro. EB, you know that's mean.
That's not me.
I would like to say that I am a mutual party. I want my invite to sit at the table. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut James' mouth is missing.
EB, you mean to tell me that you EB, you mean to tell me that you would let me have a paper plate while you and Q land around the table with fine china and real silverware?
Hey. I heard they got steaks at that table. I don't know what kind of table they got at your table, but I want a steak.
You know, as a matter of fact, I might even get what they call a spork. Who in the hell, you ever had a spork? That is the, don't give me a damn, look here, you better not give, I don't want a spork. That's humiliating. Then, you know, that's blasphemy. That's humiliating. You don't do that.
No, you getting all the plastic utensils and you sitting at the kiddie table, like, you know, like you sitting separate from everybody where you can't hear nothing.
A seat by myself.
Away, but you can kind of hear, not really.
Can't join in on the conversations. Oh.
No, you can't. Nope.
Oh man, that's not right.
Anybody that says, Prince is a terrible singer doesn't get a sit at the table at all.
You know.
Never. Not happening.
Look, you know, okay. Look at Trump. I have a First Amendment right.
You have a First Amendment right to be denied. This is, invitation.
This is not normal. What do you think?
I'm sorry that your invitation got lost. Somebody set it on fire. I don't know who did that. Is it your invitation just got set on fire and then threw in the trash can and then somebody set the trash can on fire? So, you know.
Who in the hell am I talking to?
This doesn't exist.
Am I talking to Q-Lin Putin? Q-Lin Putin or Q-Lin, John Young. What in the hell?
When you document yourself in audio being disrespectful.
Boy, I'm glad you're not a leader.
Ostracized from the conversation.
I'm so glad you're not a, you know, I'm so glad you don't lead a country. Your people would be in trouble if they had an opposite opinion.
I'm just saying.
I heard what you said. EB, you heard that.
Matter of fact, too. I'm just saying.
Right, exactly.
She said it. Oh my goodness, Q-Lin, I don't believe you treat me like that. As a matter of fact, when you have
like
that,
I said,
you might have a substitute engineer next week. All right, you keep playing.
Good.
Okay.
As long as I got to deal with your Prince, it's the greatest conversation. It's fine by me. So
I don't believe this. Okay. Well, you know what. My feelings are hurt. I'm cutting off my mic. I'll talk to you guys later.
How are your feelings hurt? And you like continually said, even when Danny came on, you were like, we said his vocals are 9 out of 10, and you were like, oh, that's gotta be, yeah, y'all misinterpreted it. That's what you said. And you were there when he first said that, so I don't know what
No, I love Dansby.
When he said that.
I love Dansby. Dansby is brilliant. We just have to disagree on this one.
See, that's what I'm saying. How you want to get invited to Fine China for you to, like, it's like a Prince celebration, and you want to say, you know what? I just want to tell y'all how terrible Prince is. That's what you're saying. Who wants to go to a Prince appreciation and be like, you know what? I know y'all talk about how great he is, but let me tell you how bad I think he is. That's what you're saying right now. Does that make sense to you? Because it don't to me.
You know what?
You go. Your feelings is hurt because you just outwardly disrespectful. You just want to be outwardly disrespectful. Say, no, that ain't what this is about.
Damn.
Hey, that's awful. Hate Prince party. That's what next week is. We want Will to tell us how much he can't stand Prince. That's what the show is.
That's not right.
Prince,
you know,
tell us how much he hates Prince.
Man, I feel a little bit like Trump right now. I can't get invited to a party. I can't get invited to a funeral. What the hell? Oh, man. Hey. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. You bye.
I already told you this last week. Anyway, I gave you 2 weeks prep for this, so I don't know why you actually shot. You kept leaving to go get your Pinot Grigio. You should have heard me when I said
you didn't
that.
Tell me I wasn't invited, though. You did not tell me I wasn't invited until now.
Yes, I did. I have the audio, sir. You sent it to me earlier today.
I want to see the tapes.
I want to see the tapes.
I want the evidence.
It's evident. Listen, I'll send the audio right back to you, the one from last week, because I said it. You just left when I said it.
All right, I already have it, so I'm going to check it out. I'll check it out myself. Okay, huh?
Yes, you check it out and hear when I said you wasn't invited. I think it was before you did your 6 minutes of rage.
This is crazy. I'm not invited.
That's when I said it.
I'm not invited and she's going to give me a damn spork. I can't believe this shit. I mean,
all you getting is, usually we lay out the fine china, you know, nice, you know, duck, grilled duck and, you know, filet mignon. What we got for you is some Franks, 99 cent Franks. And some cold beans in a can. That's what we got for you. We'll lay that out for
you. All right.
Maybe some spam.
All right.
We give you the whole Trump EBT package.
I see what's happening here now. Okay.
And some ramen noodles.
And EB, I'm disappointed. You're not going to step up for the brother because you don't want to sacrifice your invitation. EB, I'm ashamed. EB, I'm ashamed.
We got burgundy wine.
And so when the hell I get cool?
That you love and enjoy. And we're going to get you a nice 40 ounce of old Indian. vodka from the store. And we're going to get you one of them big old Keystone long cans that somebody dropped. And put it back up there, and they got dented.
That's a damn shame.
We got that for you, Will.
EB?
That's going to be nice and cold, so you get all these pleasantries.
Okay, EB, this is your last chance to help out a brother. EB?
Will, you know I can't eat with no sport, man. I can't eat with sport. I can't get down with the sport.
Yeah.
I'm going again. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, man. Next week is gonna be amazing. All Prince, all out 2 hours, whole Prince show. We tried to do this before, but we had a little situation happening where we could only do like an hour. So we're gonna do a whole 2 hours, and yeah, it's gonna be fun. Can't wait. Can't looking forward to it. We get into the savvy updates real quick. It's only two questions. I've got to send you the EB because I've been all over the place. I just saw these this morning. Most of these people texted me, and I think one of them was just asking about, it's another basketball thing. We were going back and forth about that. I know we'll talk about that later. in the Raggedy News or whatever. But one of them, Shawnee asked me, she asked me about what, have we ever had an aha moment in terms of growth? I guess personal growth, I guess that's what she was asking me.
I still have aha moments. Like, every day I have an aha moment. It's like an ongoing process with me. Like, you know, the things that I think that I know sometimes are not, and I don't know shit about anything. And then it's like at the most random time, I'll have that aha moment, like, oh my God, you know what? This is what I should have been doing, or, oh, this is why I haven't reached what I wanted to do. Like, I have those moments all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think it's like you have several aha moments, I think, as you get older. I think one aha moment was, like I said, I think I said in the show before that it was just a situation where I had to apologize to somebody because I was in the wrong. And, yeah, it was difficult because I was, like, kind of a lot of egotistical, and so I didn't feel like I was in the wrong. And so I've never, like, really apologized to somebody. So we were, like, beefing for, like, months. And then it would just got to a point where I was, like, doing, as I was doing my own, like, self-cleaning and to get my, you know, self right and meditating more and fasting and stuff, it was just something that was like, you know, you need to correct this. And I called the person up and was like, apologize. Like, I didn't give like a half-assed apology. It was like, I'm sorry I made you feel this way or something. I gave like a real apology. I was like, I'm sorry because I did this to you, such, 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 and I want to move on from it. And I was wrong, blase, blase. And then we squashed it. I think the person was just surprised that I apologize because that's not in my nature to apologize when I don't feel like I'm wrong, but I was wrong. And so I think that was an aha moment, a real one, because it was like when you apologize to somebody, when you do somebody wrong, it's like, wow, like I was kind of like surprised myself, like how mature I was in that, because I felt so strongly about being right in that moment. But then I was like, you know, it ain't really that worth, you know, giving up this long friendship for something, a stupid reason because of a miscommunication that we could have just called and just, because I don't even remember what it was we were specifically arguing about. I just knew that that person was irritating me and I could have just verbalized that instead of being like an asshole about it and being sarcastic about it and made that person mad, and that's how she fell out. But yeah, I think that's one, was just apologizing. And then I think one was when I was in therapy a couple years ago, and it was like realizing that I worked too much, and I didn't realize like I'd never like depended on like alcohol or drugs. Like it was always something that was around, but it wasn't anything that I was like, oh, I'm sad or mad or I'm, you know, feeling a certain way emotionally, so I'm going to turn to that. I think everything that I suppressed, I did with, like, working a lot and doing a lot of stuff. And I was like, oh, that was my drug, was working. It wasn't, it was just something, a decision I made. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to work this many hours a day, you know, to get through whatever it was I was going through. And so that was sort of, I was like, wow, I didn't realize that how my emotions was reacting, how I was making that react to how I was working and all that. So I thought that was like a aha moment of like, oh wow, this is how I transferred my energy, was going hard at working and all that stuff. So that, I think that's maybe, but I think I have one last year too, but I think it's like a continuous thing, like you said. But yeah, I feel like I have more aha moments. But yeah, that's it. I think this other one is a basketball question, but we'll get to that when we get to Savvy. So, you got any updates? You got anything going on? How was your week? What you got going on?
Oh man, it was actually a very productive week. For anybody listening who has not been, head over to ebforprez.com. I dropped two new articles. One on Starpoint, the 80s band Starpoint. And the other actually, you know, we're going to talk about this probably later in our Savvy News or our Raggedy News, depending on how you see it. But, you know, the big beef between Drake and Pusha T this week. So I actually wrote an article about five classic R&B beef. I mean, we talking about everything from stealing women, pulling shotguns on people, having people taken off your record. Like, so definitely check that out. So that's my savvy update is edforprez.com.
Yeah, I saw some of that. I think I saw the beef one. It was nice to look at. I was like, oh yeah, I remember those. I think I remember all those. That Anita Baker one, but she has like a multiple ones. But I think it's mostly one sided because she was just like a bitch to everybody.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's like people don't know that though.
Yeah, but yeah, she has a lot of them. Anita, the Luther one. He's a bitch too. So
yeah. Luther was like, Luther either loved you or hated you, and you either did the same to him. Like, it was hard to be in between. Like, it was you had to be able to take Luther. Like, he was a lot sometimes.
The diva with them sandwiches, I bet. And nobody getting no dibs on them snacks. His backstage.
Oh, you get on my nerves.
Nobody was getting a part of those snacks at all. He wasn't sharing none of them. Yeah, make sure y'all check out edforprez.com. I was gonna see what else you wrote on there. I saw you had posted like some new music or something like that. I forgot.
Tony
Braxton or something I saw online, but I didn't get it.
So much like new music out here and people who are doing their thing. So I am going to start posting new music news and new music daily as it comes, because you know, it's like with the Soul Savannah show, like Q-Lin has been putting people on to the best in soul music since way before I even knew who Q-Lin Green was. So I was like, yeah, it's time to expose a lot. You know, the good music isn't always being played on the radio they don't have music videos for a lot of this stuff playing on TV.
Right.
I don't even know if they still have videos on TV. So yeah, that's another goal, is like to, you know, talk about some of these younger artists, and not even younger, just newer artists, or
right,
some older artists who are still doing their thing. Like Confunction just released album of live music. Yeah, live music. Like, they're doing like all their hits, and it sounds great.
Oh, wow. I know.
Yeah.
Some function.
Yep.
That's crazy. Well, I think they were on, what was it? Some cruise or something.
Oh, they could have been on, performing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just recent, because there was a comedian that I follow was on the tour, and he was saying Confunction was, I don't know if they were headlining, but they were just on the cruise or something.
Yeah, they're still doing their thing. They sound great, too. Like, they really, really sound good.
I almost got mixed up with the Daz Band. I was like, I don't know why. I think because they actually performed together before doing Whip It. I think that's why I'm getting confused with that, because they do Love Train, and I was getting confused with the Daz Band.
Daz Band, yeah.
Yeah, they performed together. It was a while ago, though. It was a pretty good concert.
I feel right, this lover.
Right. I don't know why I was getting confused with one of the Isley Brothers. I get confused with it too. I don't know why, but yeah. Let me see. There's so many updates. So many. Should have checked through these before we started the show. It's like I get like all these at the same time, so I'll be like get ADD. I'm like, I just read them and then I'll be like, oh shit, I've got to send this to EB. it's like, oh yeah, here's these, but it's already too late, and they're like hella long, so I'm not even gonna like waste my time to look. I was trying to find a short one, but all of these are like short stories, so it's like, there's maybe two of them here that were questions, but it's too long, and I'll send it some other time. But, yeah, you said, what did you do this week? Did you have anything interesting besides uploading, things to EB for Prez?
What did I do this week? I actually, most of the week was spent working. You know, the holiday was Monday. I stayed in, and actually, we did a rooftop barbecue at a friend's house, and on Saturday, the Saturday before, we decided to do a Saturday to get it out of the way. That was fun. That brings me to something. You know, you ever had, you know, maybe like a little cookout or something at the house, or have people over, and then one of your friends brings somebody who's uninvited, or they bring this random person, and then the person don't know how to act?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been to a couple of those.
Man.
Right. What, can you tell what happened, or you got to keep it under wraps?
You know what? I'm just going to say it, because I don't know if anybody's listening, and honestly, I think if anybody knows me, they know I don't care. So, a friend of ours, one of my girls, she hosted it, and we'd never been to her rooftop. She'd never been to her rooftop, so we go up, and the rooftop is amazing. Like, I thought my rooftop was amazing. Her rooftop is amazing. It's in Flatbush, Brooklyn, and there are views of everything from her rooftop. Like, I can see my building. I can see Manhattan, World Trade Center, Manhattan Bridge, mm-hmm. Brooklyn Bridge. It's really nice. They got, like, hammocks up there and a little cabana and some couches. So a friend of ours, he's invited, and he was actually the person grilling the meat. So he comes, and he's like, he's bringing his neighbor.
Mm.
So his neighbor walks through the door, and immediately, like, in her house, like, we were, like, in her apartment, he walks through the door, and before he says hi or anything, he pulls a joint out of his pocket and proceeds to light it without asking her, you know, hey, is it okay if I smoke? Or, you know, he don't know what kind of rules she got in her building. Maybe she don't like smoke. Maybe her building is a non-smoking building, which it is. But that was, like, the first thing that happened. She told him no, and he put it out, no problem. So then we head up to the rooftop. We get all the food, and we get, like, drinks, and we take everything up. Now, I hadn't been drinking for a month, and that day I was like, you know what, I'll drink. I'll drink with y'all. So we all pour a glass and, well, pour a red cup, you know, we ghetto. And I guess he was done with his cup, so he threw it over the building, like, instead of just putting it in the trash. But then decided he wanted more, so proceeded to pick up the bottle and drink out of the bottle like it was his bottle.
Nah.
Like he was at his house, and, like, he bought the bottle. Like, and I'm just, like, shocked. I'm like, well, I'm glad I'm only drinking one.
Right.
A lot of other stuff happened, but I think, like, the final straw was end of the night. We start cleaning up. So the friend who invited him also invited a female friend of his. So we were all cleaning up with the exception of his two friends, the guy and the female friend. And we taking stuff downstairs. We come back up, and she is giving this man oral sex on the rooftop.
Oh, wait.
In front of, like, her neighbor.
Wait, who's giving who? Who's
his giving? Two friends that he invited. I guess it was their first time meeting, the girl and the guy.
Oh, I thought he invited one person. Okay.
No, he invited two. That. One of them showed up late.
Oh, gotcha.
So, okay. And this is on her rooftop. I mean, it was dark, but granted, there were other people that were not with us on her rooftop. Like, neighbors and stuff were in the corner. And I don't know if they saw it, like, we saw it. But that happened, and then, like, my friend, by this point, she, who was hosting, she left and given me her keys to lock up because she had to go to work that night. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? Everybody got to go. Like, this is too much. Dude proceeds to get up, walk over to the ledge of the building and urinate over the building. Like, down.
Wow.
Yo.
Wow.
It was the craziest thing. And this is why I say you cannot invite just anybody anywhere. Some people just don't know how to act.
Yeah. Is this a Caucasian person?
No.
Wow, that's crazy. That's no, even crazy because that's not like Caucasian person. They don't get
no, dude,
they don't care. They do any of that
dude
stuff.
Dude didn't care. Moment. You know, after we went on the roof and he started smoking, like, he was just like, whatever. He didn't care about anything. And then, you know,
this
he insulted me. Yeah. Black man.
Wow.
In his 30s. He insulted me because, you know, I had a playlist going because, you know, I make playlists. That's why, you know, somebody having something, oh, let me provide the music. So I had a nice little Memorial Day playlist going, like a nice, like, jam session going. This dude yells out, this music is whack. Play something, he goes, play
wow.
Some Future.
That's
some
a wild
Future. Thing. Boy, this is Luther Vandross. You want Future?
Dang.
And this is a man in his 30s, so I was really shocked. But you know what? Can't invite everybody everywhere.
Yeah, like, I'm just blown away by, like, everything that...
Yeah.
It's like, every checkpoint is like, okay, you tripping.
Yeah, and it's wild because when we decided to do it, originally they wanted to do it at my house on my rooftop, and... They could probably, if they're listening, they really gonna be mad at me now. I lied and I was like, oh no, we can't use my rooftop. It's like already reserved or something. Because I just didn't know who was gonna show up and that's something that I didn't feel like dealing with. So I was like, oh no, mine is off limits. We can't use it. But, and now I know why I did that. That was one of those aha moments. Like,
anytime I have to, like, regulate your friends and be like, oh, who's coming? I'm not coming. That's just how I deal with it.
That's fair.
Like, because it's like I know some people that have friends that are just ridiculously, like just on all levels inappropriate and then loud. And then it's like I know the kind of people that I don't like being around. And if I know somebody that hangs around people like that, I'm just not even. And then I'm glad I don't have friends that make me feel obligated to go where they're at.
Right.
And then it's like weird. It's like, oh, well, why do you, it's like they want you around even if you don't want to be there. And it's like, well, why would you want somebody at your party that really don't want to be there? And it's strange.
Yeah.
So I don't even, because if I know if I'm going to a party, I know it's going to be fun. Because if somebody asks me to go, they already know my expectation of, like, I don't like just sitting around. Like, I want the party to be bumping. I want, like, people up dancing, you know, doing
right.
all kinds of stuff, like, having fun. Like, I don't want, like, 90% of the party is everybody just sitting down on their phone. Like, I could do that shit at the house. Like, I got my own food and drinks at the house. Like, why would I want to go out and see people looking at their phone or snapping and all that stuff, so
yeah,
that's a crazy story, EB. Yeah, I definitely did. You say anything slick or sarcastic while he was doing any of that, or did you just like watch him do all this stuff?
There were certain things that happened, and I was just like, you know, that dude, like, just watching, like, all right, like, because at first it was my first time meeting the dude, so I was just trying to get a gauge of who he was. Now,
right.
when he picked up the liquor bottle, I definitely make a slick-ass comment because, you know, like, that's the liquor bottle. You drinking out of the liquor bottle that you didn't buy or wasn't yours. Like,
oh, when he drunk
dude.
Out of it, you mean?
Yeah.
That's all. What did you say when he did that? Or
I don't even remember exactly what I said, but it was probably something to the effect of, like, damn, I'm glad nobody else don't want nothing to drink. I don't know. It's probably something smart like that. Cause I remember saying something out loud. My friend looked at me and she kind of like rolled her eyes a little bit cause she was annoyed by it too.
Yeah, you need to check your friend at this point. If I had like invited somebody else, that's why you gotta be careful who you invite because they're essentially a representation of you. And so
yep.
if you act crazy at a party, I'm looking at you like, how are you going to come in and embarrass me? Like, I'm so glad I don't hang out.
Right.
Like, well, if we're going to be embarrassing, we're going to be embarrassing together as a unit. And I've had those moments when I was younger where we wasn't, like, we would all be drunk and I can't recollect, like, everything crazy we were doing or saying, but it was, we were all collectively in on it. It wasn't just one person wild. Like, if we one of
right,
us
right.
wild, like, all of us were wild. And that's how, you know, but that guy there, like, everything he did would annoy me. I'm like, really, my guy? I don't even know what I would have said. I think in that moment, I would have been like, oh, yeah, you just gonna put your lips on it, huh? You just gonna drink it? No, thank you. I didn't want none. Thank you for asking
it
before you put your lips on it.
And like I said, I was already watching him because it was like I was trying to get a feel of who he was and the kind of person he was. So as soon as he threw his cup over the building, I said to myself, so what's he going to do when he's thirsty again? Because we left the cup downstairs, and I wasn't escorting nobody down to the first floor just to get a cup. So I was just watching, like, what's he going to do? I had no idea he would have did that. Like, it didn't. I was like, oh, glad nobody else don't
sounds know. Like Caucasian behavior, because I'm like, whoa. This definitely is a Caucasian person, because they do that stuff all the time. But she said it was somebody, a colored person. I don't want to say that.
Person.
I didn't mean to say it like that. I was trying to say a person of color. I sound like somebody back in my grandparents' day. Like, that colored guy out there. That colored. I'm like one of them. But, yeah, what we're going to do, that's a crazy story, E.B. That sounds wild, man. Especially the pissing part over the balcony. I'm like, all right, is you all right? We need to check. Do you come with medication? Because this ain't a little strange. How did you become friends with somebody that do random shit like that? Because that would definitely, like, something that, like, you can't just not know that somebody acts like that. Did your
right.
friend know that this person is weird?
So this is
what's
what
going
happened.
On.
So the next morning, he sent my friend who hosted. He sent her a long text message apologizing, asking that we not let that be a reflection on him. He said it was. He said it was his first time hanging with the dude. But my friend clearly remembers. She was like, "No, I was at his house a couple months ago, and a dude was there." So I guess maybe he meant their first time hanging in public or outside of, you know, their building or whatever.
Listen, you
but
definitely,
yeah,
like,
he apologized, but I mean, not to me, but he owed me no apology. It wasn't my house. He didn't disrespect
right.
mine because I lied and said that my house was unavailable anyway.
Yeah, you definitely owe apology to all parties involved, especially if you pissing outside a balcony. Like, what?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dude,
oh,
weird
no.
as hell. Like, are you just,
yeah.
like, taking a part? And
yeah.
then you having sex randomly
just
outside in the dark.
Outside.
Like,
yeah.
all this is strange.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was real strange.
I bet it was.
All of it is strange. And I would have been like, yeah, I got to see what this dude looked like. Because if I didn't look at it, I would be like, yeah.
I got a question. EB, I have a question. I have a question, EB.
Like, piss outside.
Yeah.
Random. I got... EB, I got a question. How far was the bathroom away? What, three stories down? Or, I mean, it's still no excuse. I mean,
Well, this is the thing. There was a bathroom right there on the rooftop. He just did not go to it.
Oh, no.
Not only are you, like, inconsiderate and you lazy on top of it. That sounds like something a toddler would do. My toddler did it.
No.
He's five, and he all halfway, like, pissing in the toilet. So you sound
no.
like a five-year-old, Jack.
Yeah,
he do that. He like, I'm just going to halfway piss on this. Like, dude, you almost pissed in my floor. That's
man.
Like a five-year-old. Like, you just was inconsistent. Like, I ain't going to halfway wipe my butt this time. I'm not going to wipe. I don't feel like it. I need somebody to tell me that I got to wipe my butt. Like, that's what he sound like. You're a grown adult, like, somebody got to tell you not to piss out on a balcony.
Yeah.
Where we go from there?
Really? No.
That's wild.
He wouldn't be in my company again, I tell you that. He would not be in my
company.
Oh, no,
right? That's so embarrassing for your friend that knows that. I feel bad for your friend, but that's embarrassing.
I was just like, wow.
I feel that's such a representation of who you are. I'm like, man, now they gonna be looking at me crazy. I know I'm
right.
Because I'm judgmental. I'll be like, yo.
You take them around other people.
What kind of people you be associated with? Neighbor or not? Like, that's the cop out there say neighbor. I wouldn't say that's my friend. Like, oh, I just met him like 2 days ago.
I don't know him. I do not know this person.
My flat on my tire. That's why.
We just happen to come in at the same time. I don't know who the hell this person is. Nope. Don't know
him. Right here. Right, exactly. That ain't my friend. I'd be like, yeah, that's somebody that fixed my tire last week. That's it. But
fix my tire.
It will ready. We go to break right here. We'll be back and do 6 minutes of rage with Will. And we'll be back. Hey.
70% and I've given 30. But you just don't know how it feels to have somebody that you can share your whole life. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road. I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. Told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have.
All right, and we are back. The Soul Savings Show, EB and Q-Lynn Green. Hey, guys. Hey, what a show, what a show. Hey, you know what? Those jams were mean. William Devon, be thankful for what you got in. Oh my goodness, and always a classic. Teddy Pendergrass Oh my goodness, when somebody loves you back. All right, guys. Hey, we're back and we're doing our thing here. This is Soul Savage Show on Studio W The Buzz, globally around the universe. So anyway, Q-Lin, EB.
Hey, I was sitting up jamming out. I was sitting over here playing the air drums on this table. Y'all didn't hear it. I know y'all can hear
on the mic. Shucks. That's all we do here is play jams.
It's so smooth.
You know, somebody need to tell somebody about Studio W The Buzz. EB, I know you're spreading the news out there in New York City. You know, EB, I have to come out to New York. I love New York, man. You know, even though I'm going to have to forgive you, even though that you'd be willing to let your brother eat with a spork on a paper plate, you know, with beans and franks while you guys have filet mignon. EB. EB, are you there?
Yeah, I said it's a hard knock life, Will.
Well, you know.
I can't turn down no
fucking filet
mignon.
Q-Lin is rocking out in the background here. Okay, all right. That's right, girl. All right, let's get this party going.
All right, y'all. We're going to get to 6 minutes of rage before we run out of time. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Access has been denied. Invitations are already out. Yeah. There's,
man.
Invitation only. Fine, trying to print conversation next week. It's already been out. Sorry. Who didn't get an invite? You didn't get invited? Hey.
Well, I can start off. I can start off my rage with that.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I said you could double up on the rage since you ain't gonna have, you can talk as long as you want to. There ain't no time.
Oh, okay. So that's how you want to do it, huh? Oh, I see what's happening. Since I've cut out all of mixed week, you want to give me an extra stinky 6 minutes. Oh boy, that's something to be raged about right there. Folks, you know what? This is a brand new rage. Stop the presses. Do you know that Q-Lin Green is getting ready to have a party, invited with the fine China? You know, I don't believe this. I don't believe this.
Invitation
only, filet mignon. What else is on the menu? What else is on the menu? I want to know right now.
Oh yes, we have, nice jasmine rice over, some nice cut lamb meat, you know, tenderized, you know, vegan, options as well. You've got all kinds. Beautiful, glasses of red and white wines and, you know, expensive French champagne from the, you know, pot, in, you know, nice glasses of champagne, $250,000 worth of champagne and lobsters and everything, anything you can handle.
Bring this
and,
a bitch.
Yeah, and everybody else, that wants to sit at the key table gets Frank and Beans and, 99 cent Frank. And,
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. That's enough.
Paper plates.
And you know, paper plates, and guess what? A damn spork. S-P-O-R. Yes, who the hell came up with that in the first place?
You choose between a plastic fork or a knife, plastic knife, plastic fork, or plastic spoon. It all comes together. You know, they have utensils now.
Yeah.
I think go to a certain fast food restaurant, you can go and get that.
It's all in plastic.
A conglomerate of all those things.
And yeah. You can
be fancy with that, with the package of.
Okay. All right. So you understand why I'm raged anyway.
Go ahead with your,
yeah, that's right. Get off my time here right now. I'm mad. All right. Anyway, folks.
Oh, yeah. I'm 6 minutes. I'm back in the corner. Go ahead with your rage.
Yeah. Get off. Get off right now. Roseanne Barr. Let's start right there. What a clown. What an idiot. Yes, I said it. And I'm not apologizing because guess what? She really didn't apologize either. She said because she was on Ambien. Then she said because of Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes got her fired. Wanda Sykes didn't put that crazy ass tweet that she did when she wants to call ex-presidential aide from Barack Obama. Guess what she said? Planet of the Apes. Oh, did you see that tweet? Did you see that tweet? Pull it up for yourself. I got to move on. Ambien. Okay. I never thought she was that damn funny in the first place, but you know what? Guess what? There was a reason for that show. And your illustrious president, he got up and praised her and said, oh, did you see Roseanne's show? It was 18 million folks. Oh, and it was all about us. But guess what? He never apologized for the comment that she made. He never said anything about that. You know what? Oh, God, I am so upset here because guess what? Your good friend, that knucklehead Paris Denard, he happens to be black, you know. And he get on CNN and they ask the question, should the president apologize for what Roseanne said? Or should he say, hey, look, there's no room in this country or any room for us with these comments? And Paris Denard went there, everybody from, Clinton. Well, why didn't they didn't do this about Clinton. They didn't do this about this. He made every excuse in the world. Folks, I don't want to say Uncle Tom, draw your own conclusion. All right. But in a way, this thing about Michael Cohen, guess what? Oh boy, did you see him on the radio or on TV threatening this reporter. He didn't come close to saying, hey, look, you're going to be physically harmed. But guess what? You could tell in his language that wasn't far behind. Hey, did you hear about this black family in Florida? As a matter of fact, Fort Pierce, Florida, guess what? They got awarded for a civil rights violation for a white police officer that shot this man because he closed his garage. All right. Did you hear about that 2014? Do you know what they got? Do you know what the family got after 4 years of agony? You know, they have to be missing their loved one. Do you know what happened? They got $4. $4. The jury awarded them $4. Wow. You understand why? Puerto Rico. Yo, hey, guess what? When your president went down and he was saying, oh, guess what? The most idiotic thing I've seen. He was sitting at a press table, right? And he was talking about depth comparison between Katrina and what happened in Puerto Rico. And he kind of trying to make a comparison. And so he asked the governor, says, well, how many reporters do we have there? And the guy said, 16. He said, oh, what a devastating storm. What a devastating storm. He said, but in Katrina, they had hundreds. Trying to seem like, okay, you're not doing so bad. But guess what, folks? The report just came out yesterday. 4,600 people died in Puerto Rico. A lot of them afterwards because they didn't have medicine. They didn't have food. They didn't have lights. They didn't have gas. And guess what? A lot of them died over stress. Think about this in your lives. How many people really die over stress? And you have no idea. You really need to think about that. They say, hey, pressure will bust a pipe. And so does stress. You have to realize that, folks. And then these clowns of, oh, Ivanka Trump. Oh, I can't. Oh, the illustrious beauty there. Ivanka Trump. Do you know she got 13 more patents out of China? Do you guys really know what that's all about? Do you really want to know what that's all about? Well, check this out. If you notice that Trump just put some sanctions on everybody else today but China. I think it was Mexico, Canada, and somebody else. It could have been China, but anyway, the thing about it, China just awarded Ivanka Trump 13 more patents. She has 26 patents in China. Now, I thought that she was supposed to have divulged herself or divested herself from any business deals. But you know what, folks? You guys are so stupid. It's a damn shame. Because guess what? Yeah, everybody going around. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Like it's normal. Folks, this is not normal. You have to understand what's really happening here in the United States. 13 patents. But see, you have to understand also that her dad wants to relieve ZTE. Do you know who ZTE is? ZTE is that company in China that manufactures cell phones and other electronic devices, and they have been proven to have implanted listening devices inside your cell phone. And Trump wants to give them a break. Matter of fact, he said, guess what? We need to get ZTE back in business immediately. We need to get them back in business. You know why? Because they're losing too many jobs in China. What the hell? Is he trying to run the world or does he think he's king of the world? But you have to understand, there's also a payoff there too. Because China, there's agreement somewhere between Trump and ZTE and these cats to have a brand new golf course for, guess what, your illustrious 45 in Indonesia. And it's worth $500,000. Folks, these guys are shuffling money, laundering money, tossing money around, spending money like they're drunken whores. I mean, come on, give me a break. Oh my goodness, I almost slipped. I'm trying to not to cuss, but this news right here, boy, gonna make you cuss. You have to understand what the hell's going on around here, folks. You better wake up and tell somebody, or wake up and ask somebody, because it's going to hell in a handbasket. Because guess what? They're also trying to modify your free speech, which goes your First Amendment right. They're trying to modify the press. Oh, do you know the press is not allowed in certain briefings? Just depends on who they are. Folks, this has been my 6, 7, 8, or 9, or 10 minutes of rage. And guess what? I'm not done yet, but I've got to talk to my partners. I've got to calm down, EB and Q Lynn. All right, right after this.
I'm gonna take my word. DJ, say it to you.